USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is sending additional assistance to Israel following Saturday's deadly attack by Hamas militants. The White House says the president spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, told him more aid will follow in the coming days. A spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Forces confirmed at least 700 people have been killed in Israel. 400 Palestinians are dead from Israel missiles. The White House says it's too early to determine if Iran was directly involved in Saturday's Hamas attacks on Israel.
We have not yet seen concrete indications to that effect, but we're going to keep looking at it.
Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer says the Biden administration is keeping a close watch on any role Iran or any parties do play moving forward. Finer specifically mentioned Hezbollah, which said on Sunday that it launched rockets and artillery out of Lebanon into Israel. Finer reiterated President Biden's warning that parties hostile to Israel do not exploit Hamas's attacks for their own purposes. Pope Francis calling for an end to attacks and violence in Israel. In his Sunday address to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, the Pope said terrorism and war would only bring further death and suffering to innocent people and not solve any problems. A Florida-based private rescue organization is deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage.
We know of multiple American hostages that are being held by Hamas.
Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says he received several dozen requests for help to rescue Americans in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. Stern urges Americans with relatives in harm's way to register with his organization and the State Department. Stern also said the mission is to get Americans in Israel out of harm's way. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
GOP presidential hopeful Nikki Haley says Saturday's Hamas attack on Israel is something that could happen in the U.S. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said Hamas and other such groups have the same hatred for America they have for Israel. Haley said the southern border crisis makes the U.S. vulnerable and that America is incredibly distracted and incredibly divided right now. A Florida-based private rescue organization is deploying resources to Israel to evacuate Americans who can't get out or are being held hostage. Project Dynamo founder and CEO Brian Stern says the challenges in Operation Promised Land are obvious.
There's a kinetic threat from the sky that's present from Ukraine. We've dealt with missiles before. There's a cyber threat. There's an assassination threat. There's an absolute kidnapping threat.
Stern says he's received several dozen requests for help to rescue Americans in Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank. A reward is now being offered for information leading to the apprehension of the suspects involved in this week's mass shooting at Morgan State University.
Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley has announced a reward of $9,000. According to Worley, ballistics evidence suggests that two shooters fired on Tuesday night as a homecoming week celebration was ending. Among the five young people wounded, four have been discharged from the hospital, while the fifth is in stable condition.
That's John Schaefer reporting. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.